Hello, good evening,
Hello.
ma'am. Good evening, ma'am. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I was just conducting a study about issues that are affecting the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? We would like to include your response. How many children do you have living with you that attend kindergarten to 12th grade in the current school year?
Two.
Two? Okay, thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Now, which of the following best describes the schools that your children attend this current school year? One of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school, a public school.
Oh, both of them go to a public school.
A public school in
Boston? BPS.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's excellent. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age, please?
I'm 34.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving forward.
Thank you.
How would you describe your gender, man, woman, non-binary, or some other?
Woman.
Thank you, ma'am. And by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence.
No, I know, but that's, no, not that I find it funny, but it's just that it's everywhere now. It's like, what are your pronouns? What do you identify as? What
right.
is it? So, but not that it's a funny situation, but it's just now that's like, you got to make sure you ask it now, you know, but female.
So, right. Thank you, ma'am. And so people don't feel discriminated. You know, that's all.
Yes.
How would you describe your race? White, Caucasian, African-American, or Black, Hispanic,
African-American,
Latino?
Black.
Thank you. And thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grades are your children in this current school year?
Fourth and ninth.
Fourth and ninth. Oh, good. He's almost in high school. He's in high school already, huh? A freshman.
High school. Mm-hmm.
Ah, nice. As a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred as the BPS system, is the district overseeing this system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Now, overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? How do you feel?
The schools are different, and they've been in different schools, so that's why it's kind of hard. I would say somewhat disagree.
Dissatisfied? Okay, thank you.
Dissatisfied.
And there is no right or wrong answer. It's your opinion that matters, mm-hmm. okay? And I appreciate your patience. Mm-hmm. Now, students are often graded in the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your ninth grade child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your ninth grade child schools? What letter would you give them? A, B, C, D, F?
C minus.
Okay, thank you. Now,
y'all probably don't got that.
Understood. I just put a C, you know, close as I can get. Now, how about Boston Public Schools as a whole? Overall, how would you grade the Boston Public Schools to the best of your knowledge, you know? What letter would you give them? A, B, C, D, F?
C.
Okay, thank you. And now moving on. Thinking about the Boston Mayor, Michelle Wall, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools?
I would have to say an A because I don't see, I mean, I kind of hear, I might see something on the news with her if it's an issue, but I don't get any information on anything, like, different. What I've seen since she's gotten in is a lot of the hours changing, which is causing kids to come home sooner than parents can even get out of work. And that is an issue.
I understand. So you give her an A plus, an A?
No.
Is that your grade? What'd you give her? A, B, C, D, F? How would you grade? D, okay. Okay. And now, as you may know, the Boston Public School System said it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching and a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
What's the last, so what's the general thing of what they said that they do?
Yeah, they, as you may know, the Boston Public School System say that it is committed to transforming the life of all children through the exemplary teaching and a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. Now, in your view, how well is the Boston Public School System is living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
The middle.
Somewhat well or not too well? That's the two middle ones.
Not too well.
Not too well, okay. Now, as you may know, the Boston Public School System says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? How do you feel? You think they're partnering with you?
Is that communication?
Right, overall. You think they're partnering with you very well? Somewhat well?
But that's why my question is partnering considered like helping with certain issues, like being supportive, or is it just communication, like communicating with the parent?
No, and I said we're going to break it down as we move forward, you know, and about
so
taking your opinion.
That's why I don't know partner. So what's
right
the answers?
Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all. This is in general.
Not too well.
Not too well. Thank you. Now, moving on. If you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on and on serving? You can pick up to two. You think they're focused on serving the parents, the teachers, the students, the superintendent, the PPS system leaders, or the politicians, or the local community? Who do you think the public school system is most focused on serving?
The teachers.
Okay.
The teachers and the committee board.
The superintendent, BPS system
superintendent,
leaders?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, you mentioned that you have a child in ninth grade. For the next section, we're going to ask specifically about your ninth grade child. How engaged do you want to be with your ninth grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Engaged.
Very or somewhat?
Very engaged,
somewhat engaged, not too engaged?
Somewhat.
Okay.
No, he's in ninth grade, so I don't want it to be like, you know, like elementary and all of that, you know, but engaged, you know,
yeah,
to at least know.
Yeah, you can't kiss him goodbye in front of the teachers anymore, right?
No. I'm like the Uber driver, even in the bag, getting out.
Okay, next. How engaged do you feel that the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your ninth grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat, not too, or not at all engaged? How do you think the system enables you?
So the thing is, he has, out of maybe six teachers, two that will reach out or contact if it's a problem.
So
the teachers, yes, but the school as a whole,
right.
No.
So not too engaged or not at all engaged? Which one should I choose so we can move forward?
Because it said the school.
It's at the school level. I just said about the Boston Public School System. You know, now it's a whole. Not the teachers.
Not
engaged? Not at all engaged?
No.
Okay.
No.
Now, as a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The Boston Public School System makes it easier for me to share my concerns. Do you agree with that statement strongly? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay. The Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome. Same options. Agree or disagree with that statement? Okay. If you want to share your opinion, you can let me know so we can move forward, okay? But again, there is no right or wrong answers.
What was it making me feel welcome to come to them?
Right. To what extent do you agree or disagree with the next, with each of the following? And the following is, the Boston public school system makes me feel welcome. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree. Somewhat disagree.
My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston public school system. Same question. Agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. The communications I receive from the Boston public school system are easy to understand. Agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you, and I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, how concerned are you about your ninth grade child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Very concerned? Somewhat? Not too concerned? Or not at all concerned?
Concerned.
Very or somewhat concerned with the emotional well-being?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. And how concerned are you about your ninth grade child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned? Somewhat? Not too concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
And how much have you heard or read about the potential plans to close and merge some schools within the Boston public school system? A great deal? A fair amount? Not very much? Or nothing at all?
Combining, like, the grades, like...
No, this is, they're going to merge. Let me read it again. How much have you heard or read about potential plans to close and merge some schools within the Boston public school system? How much have you heard? A great deal, a fair amount? Not very much or nothing at all?
Not very much. Like, if I hear or notice it's from, like, maybe a parent, or it already happened, or it's about to happen, in a future plan, or not knowing what school, like, you could just hear it, but you don't know if it's your kid's school or what school, so.
And we're going to talk about this right now, so maybe give you a little bit more information about it, okay? Now, as you may know, there are a fewer students enrolled in Boston public schools than in the past, leaving many schools with considerable empty space. Now, many BPS schools also need extensive renovations to bring them up to modern standards. Now, the current plan, sometimes called the Green New Deal for BPS, that's what they call it, will close some schools, merge and modernize some schools, and renovate others. How much have you heard or read about the new Green New Deal for BPS?
None.
Fair amount, nothing at all.
Okay.
As you may know, the Green New Deal for BPS will include several elements. Will you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements of the Green New Deal for BPS? The first element is merging some schools. Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I gotta say, oppose. Somewhat oppose. If it's like K-2 with ninth graders,
right? Well, I know you're gonna probably do some more research on the matter, right? Because it's a lot of more information. But this is what they think of doing. Okay. Now, how about in the element of closing some schools? Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Yeah. I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly agree.
Strongly support that. Okay. Now, how about the element of modernizing some schools? Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly?
Modernizing as far as like what? Like renovation?
Well, that's, I'm required to read verbatim, and that's all I have written, and in order not to influence your opinion. But, you know, we're going to talk about modernizing, like, the structures and also the system. So when they say modernizing.
Oh, agree.
Okay, strongly support. Okay. Yeah. How about renovating up some schools? We strongly support that element.
Strongly support.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Thank you, ma'am. Now moving on. How would you rate the condition of your 9 grade child schools? You know, I mean, from the last time you went in the school, you think they are in a great condition, good condition, okay condition, poor condition, or terrible condition? Overall, in general.
Okay. I guess I'm comparing it to me in high school, so I say okay.
Okay,
I've seen some schools look great and new and fresh, so I say okay.
Okay, okay. Now, to the best of your knowledge, would you 9 grade child schools be affected by the plans to close, merge, or modernize and renovate schools? To the best of your knowledge, yes or no?
Yes, because it's a popular school.
Okay, and how familiar are you with the history of the school integration in Boston during the 1970s? Very familiar with that part of the history? Somewhat familiar? Not too familiar or not at all familiar?
Somewhat. My son goes to the school where my mom also graduated from and one of my brothers, so I know it's been around like a while, so somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. As you know, in 1974, a court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including Boston students to schools in other places around the city. Now, did you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parents or grandparents, experience this period in Boston? Yes or no?
Yes.
Your parents or your grandparents? Or you?
Grandparents.
Your grandparents. Thank you. Now, moving on. Do any children attend BPS schools outside of your immediate neighborhood? Yes or no?
Attend schools that are not BPS?
No. Do any of your children attend a BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood? Yes or no?
Yes. I would say yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate your patience on the line. We're almost done. Now, have you observed any outgoing efforts within the Boston public school system to address the impacts of racism and segregation? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, no efforts at all. Now, thinking about ways the Boston public school could work against the long-term impacts of racism and segregation, do you think they should do more, do less, or are they doing the right amount? How do you feel?
I think they should do more.
And do you feel that your 9 grade child school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected? Yes, it does, or no, it does not?
So it's yes or no?
Yes, and I mean, that's the only 2 options, you know.
I'll say no, because just because you throw kids of different races together without informing them of how far we've come and trying to erase history lines and things like that, it's just like you're pitting people together to just say, I'll go with what looks like me or what fits like me, because that's
right.
Kind of what you know of. It's not giving them the tools to make them work together or, you know, things like that. So
you understand,
I guess
history.
I'll say no.
Okay.
Yeah, because you could throw different races together,
right,
but without information on it, I would say no.
No, okay. Now, how has the number of teachers from diverse racial or ethnic backgrounds within your 9 grade child schools changed over the past few years? There are more now than there were before? There are fewer now? Or there has been no change? To the best of
I'm
your knowledge.
I'm not sure, because, my brother was there last year, but he's just now in 9th grade, so I'm not really familiar with this question.
Okay, we can move on. No problem. Okay. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. Does your ninth grade child has an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And does your ninth grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
It hasn't been considered. It hasn't been talked about or anything.
Understood. And you must be proud of this. You took that child. I mean, that's great. Excellent. And what language are spoken regularly at home besides English?
English.
Nothing else?
English. No.
Okay. And have you lived in Boston your whole life, or did you move from somewhere else?
I lived in Dedham High Park line, so kind of Boston, but Dedham.
Yes, like in the outskirts, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but then you live there your whole life, because pretty much it's like, it's, you know, you can see the part of the Boston area.
I'm Boston, right?
What is the last year of a schooling that you have completed? High school, some college, 2 years or more, but not a degree, college graduate?
Some college,
thank you. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category, below 25, 25 to 35,000, 35 to 50,000.
Below 25.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me.
I don't want you to have to read through. Is there any comments that I can give or anything, or is this just like a survey thing? I just wanted to, I don't know if you guys do, I'm sure you guys do something with this kind of information or kind of look at it and see what parents are agreeing on or maybe disagreeing on. But a big thing is transportation and the hours for the kids because, so my daughter's school has a before school program and an after school program. When she first got into the school, she didn't get home until almost 5. She now gets home at 2:30, and by this time she's gotten comfortable with teachers and friends at school and things like that. I then decided, I didn't know that they even had a before after school program. I just spoke to them and they told me that the after school program is only for certain kids and I need to look into the Y or Boys and Girls Club school. I cannot get a job because I can't afford an after school or before school program that, you know, with the schools is cheaper, but I cannot afford that because jobs is like 7 to 3 or 3 to 11 or whatever hours that it's been in. I've had to turn down so many jobs because of that it's actually 2:10, but 2:30 is the latest. So it's like, I can't get out of work at 2 and then get her by 2:10. I can't go to work by 3 and get her by 2:10 and bring her somewhere or bring her home. So that the transportation, the school told me that they would help me months ago. They didn't help me with that. And then even though my son is in 9th grade, he does deal with depression and anxiety and social anxiety. We signed up for that school when I was in Dedham High Park line, which you would have still probably went because my brother and mother went there, but we would have been able to have more time. We had to move for a lot of reasons, which I won't go into where we was, but it doesn't, like, you know, from a station, when I went to Charlestown High, from a station, you could get a bus, even if it's not picking them up directly there. It's like my son has no way to school from where we live. My daughter has not been given a bus, even though she had a bus where we previously lived. So when it comes to the transportation in a big, you're talking 3-hour difference, those are things that make it hard. Like, I mean, when you're talking what's the annual household, it's like embarrassing when I'm asking these questions to things because
Oh, no.
I need to work. I need to be back out there.
Right.
I need to be, even far as schooling, I can't do really anything because of that, of this situation. And I even talked with a guy about transportation. He told me he's not through the school, but just to do it through the van would be up to $190 a week.
Yes. It gets crazy, you know.
So those are a lot of big things. And then you get DCF called on you for missing days or things like that. But with the weather or how many buses it takes to get there and then back or Lyft, it's like, it's hard. It's hard.
I can imagine, just for school.
So, that was just my comment as far as, with that. And can you tell me a little bit again about, I know that this isn't like the census, but what is this through for the survey?
I know. Well, this is what we're doing, okay? And what they're trying to do with this study is to better the whole system. And I'm glad you mentioned that because a lot of parents are also complaining about the transportation issue, you know. Because that's the reason why we're targeting. And don't be embarrassed because, I mean, this is something that every single parent goes through, or sometimes even if you have a partner, I mean, it's hard to, you know, actually.
Yes, and I'm a single parent, like really single. Like the dads don't take the kids to school, not one day, don't pick them up or anything.
Right.
And it's like, it's definitely hard when you're being punished as a parent for kids missing days and they're like, education's important.
And transportation is too.
You're seeing kids that are 4 or 5 at bus stops by themselves.
Right.
Which is scary.
In the winter time and all that.
Believe me,
I know as a parent, anybody who's a parent will understand what you're going through. Believe me. And that's
your okay. So this is through, you guys are just doing your own like studies. This isn't
actually, I'm not going to lie to you because they don't tell us who's paying for the study. But in Boston, actually, when we talk about the mayor and things like that, actually, the city is trying, trying to better the system. And they don't tell us who's paying for the survey in order for us to, remain neutral, you know, in order for us not to influence your opinion.
I'll be honest. I just was asking because I wanted to, I would like to call people and do surveys. So I knew about the census, and then I was trying to see what this one was. I'm trying to find me something that even if I'm home or I could call or I could be something. But this is a great survey. I appreciate it. Some surveys is like, I don't care about what the service is, what the bank customer service, blah.
Right.
But this is great. It's needed. I hope that in some time to come there can be some changes, honestly.
And at the end of the day, they only see how many parents for certain districts are able to give us some answer. They don't actually, all your answers are confidential and in no way they can be traced back to you. But your opinion really matters and help us to, at the end, better the system. I appreciate you taking the time to help me.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Same to you.
Bye-bye.